This is the Steve Callis Show on SportsTalkNetwork.com. You can call us at 440-579-2531. Send us an email at studio at sportstalknetwork.com or follow us on Twitter at sportstalknet. The Steve Callis Show on sportstalknetwork.com starts now.
Hello again, everybody. This is Steve Callis on The Steve Callis Show. It's Monday, July 2nd, 2012. I encourage you to send your emails to studio at sportstalknetwork.com, S-T-U-D-I-O at sportstalknetwork.com. Got a lot to do today. We're going to start down at the AT&T National in Bethesda, Maryland. Tiger Woods, once again, wins his third tournament of the year. Is Tiger back? We can debate that in a little bit, but he beat Bo Van Pelt on the back nine. They were tied going into the back nine. Both Tiger and Van Pelt birdied at 15 to be nine under par. But then they both bogeyed 16. Tiger made a six-foot par putt at 17, while Van Pelt bogeyed 17. And then Tiger wins eight under to six under. He shoots 69 in the final round. Bo Van Pelt, 71 in the final round to finish 6 under. Tiger Woods, his third win of the year, and you know the tournaments he's won. He won Arnie Palmer's tournament. He won Jack Nicklaus's tournament out in Ohio to tie Nicklaus for second place on the all-time win list at 73. Then he wins the AT&T National, hosted by Tiger Woods, in Maryland yesterday to give him his 74th win to go past Jack Nicklaus. The only PGA win guy ahead of him is the great Sam Snead. He's got 82 wins, but of course Tiger's focus has been and is winning majors. He's still at 14 majors and has been for about 4 years now. Nicklaus obviously with 18. I don't think Tiger Woods is getting to 19. He was a little flip afterwards. If you saw the press conference, he was sitting there going, well, people said I would never win again. And when was that? 6 months ago, with a big smile on his face. Look where we are now, or something like that. I don't think he quite gets it. And he should know better than anyone. It's a big difference between winning the AT&T National and winning a major. Tiger did have the lead after two rounds at the U.S. Open and played poorly on Saturday and Sunday. He did not play well at the Masters. Obviously, he's got two more majors coming up, the British Open in a few weeks and then the PGA in August. But can he get to that vaunted 19? Now, I don't know that a lot of people said he would never win again. That strikes me as a stupid statement to make. Tiger Woods could win, can win, and will win golf tournaments. And he can win another major, or maybe two, or three. I don't think he's getting to 19. I think that's where most of the golf people lie. How is he going to win five more majors? He's 36 years old. He's had injuries. He had that whole bust up with his marriage. And my own personal opinion is he can't recreate the way he used to live on the edge with a girl in every port, always on the edge. Will I be discovered? Always with the adrenaline pumping 7 days a week. This wasn't just a golf thing. And I don't think he can duplicate that feeling. But he did win his third tournament of the year. He's probably the leading player right now for golfer of the year. The good thing for Tiger is there's been no new Arnie Palmer or Jack Nicklaus or Tiger Woods in the last few years. Nobody has stepped up since his own demise, since his self-created demise when he ran into that fire hydrant near his house. He certainly hasn't won a major since then. It's been almost 4 years now. So Tiger Woods, to me, still has a lot of work to do. He's changed his swing. He's changed his caddy. He's changed his swing coach. He's now playing very well. And most importantly, I think, for him is he's making these, to me, incredible Tiger Woods shots. You know, if you saw yesterday the shot he made on 12 where he had hit his first shot off the fairway, it was near a gigantic tree. And Tiger Woods took a 9-iron, warned the crowd around him that the 9-iron might actually break because he thought he was going to hit the tree on his follow-through, and just made an incredible shot to within like 30 feet of the cup. Didn't break his club. just, you know, this is a Tiger Woods shot, just like the one he made at Jack Nicklaus's tournament on 16, that 50-foot chip right into the cup. If he missed it, it would have rolled another 20 feet, and he probably would have lost the tournament. So Tiger Woods is now, in my opinion, starting to make Tiger Woods shots, which he hadn't made for years. And those shots are leading to him winning tournaments, which he hasn't done for years. Now the question is, can he turn that into some major wins? And that's really the only question left for Tiger Woods. Can he get to 19? I don't think he can. I've been saying it for 2 years now. Will he? Well, we'll have to wait and see. Can he win a major? Absolutely. But again, he's fortunate. There's no new Tiger Woods. There's no new Arnie Palmer. There's no new Jack Nicklaus. Again, not that those guys can be duplicated, but there is nobody who stepped up to grab the number one spot by the throat to be a major threat in every major, to win one major a year or two majors a year. That guy has not come on the scene in the last 4 years. Is the PGA golfers as a group deeper than ever before? Yeah, I think that's a fair statement. I mean, golf is like all these other sports now. They're very specialized. You see kids 17, 18, 19 years old. Amateurs competing and doing well. You see very young guys, Rory McIlroy, winning majors. But you don't see a guy who stepped up, either in his 20s or his 30s, stepped up and say, yeah, I'm the main contender. I have a big chance every tournament, like Tiger Woods used to be, like Jack Nicklaus once was. That guy doesn't exist. So we'll just have to wait and see. But again, he's certainly playing well. And he himself said, look, I'm healthier, I get to practice more. But he seemed very content with himself, which I was surprised at, and very flip. I mean, when you say 6 months ago people said I'd never win again, look where we are now. Again, Tiger Woods always measures himself by majors, so I'm not quite sure why he took that attitude, except he's certainly been criticized tremendously over the last few years. And look, obviously he made some stupid choices in his life. But he's come, I won't say all the way back, but he's certainly come back. Will he ever beat Tiger Woods again? I don't think so. I don't think there's a fear in this group of golfers. He hasn't been good for 4 years. I mean, there were tournaments in the past. He'd show up Sunday morning being Tiger Woods and in the lead by a shot or two, and everybody knew they couldn't beat him. I don't think that's going to happen anymore, especially in majors. But we'll just have to wait and see. It's the old time will tell. He does have 74 wins. He moves ahead of Jack Nicklaus into second all-time for PGA wins. He's 8 behind Sam Snead. But again, that's not the important number. The important number for Tiger Woods is and always will be he's got 14 majors, and Jack Nicklaus has 18. Can he get to 19? I don't think so. But I think the fans are starting to believe that he can. And more importantly, obviously, he's starting to believe. He did say his confidence had been down, which I think would be only natural, of course. But now certainly he's a confident guy. He's making some incredible golf shots. The British Open starts July 19th. The PGA starts August 9th. Those are obviously his immediate goals. Can he win one or both of them? Yeah, he can. Will he? We'll have to wait and see. But Tiger Woods wins his own tournament, the AT&T National in Bethesda, Maryland. He was the host. And he beats Bo Van Pelt by 2 strokes to win his 3rd tournament in only 7 starts this year. He's the first 3-time winner on the tour this year. And he probably is the number one player in the world now, whatever the rankings say. He probably is back to that number one. Is he the dominant Tiger of old? Of course not. Will he ever get there? I don't think even he thinks that, but I could be wrong. And we'll just have to wait and see, especially how he does in these next 2 majors. Because I don't think he's winning, you know, he's got 4 chances a year for X years. But I don't think he's winning majors at 46 like Jack Nicklaus did. And you'll recall when he won that in 86, that was a miracle. So I don't think Tiger has an open-ended view to win 5 majors. I don't think he's saying I can golf for 15 more years at a very high level. Maybe he is. Then he has 60 chances. But more realistically, I would think it has to come in the next 5, 6, 7 years. So he still has, 20, 24, 28 chances. We'll just have to see how that shakes out. We don't do much soccer on this show, but yesterday, the European Championship final, Spain against Italy. Spain now being declared the greatest soccer team of all time after they destroy Italy in the UEFA Championship. Spain 4, Italy nothing. Of course, you know, in soccer, 4-0 is a slaughter. David Silva scored the first goal with a great header. Alba scored. Fernando Torres scored. Juan Mata scored. It was 2-0 at the half. Then Italy went down a man due to injury, so that really ended the game, and it just got worse, obviously, as it went to 4-0. Fernando Torres earns the golden boot as the tourney's top scorer. He had 3 goals. And Spain is being hailed by many people. Alexi Lalas on ESPN, the well-known American commentator, he says they're the greatest team who ever played. They won back-to-back European championships. They've won 3 straight major titles. The 4 goals scored is the most in the UEFA final ever. The margin of victory, 4 goals, is the largest ever. Spain becomes the second country with 3 European championships, tying Germany. And Spain ended their run with a 509-minute shutout streak. That's the longest ever in the European championships. I mean, that's unbelievable. So give Spain credit. Italy was looking to Mario Balotelli, their star player. But Spain went out of their way to smother him. They seemed to have someone tracking him at all times. He couldn't get anything going. He had 1 shot early in the game that, you know, went 5 feet over the top of the net, top of the goal. Spain 4, Italy nothing. Spain wins the European Championship for the second consecutive year. A few other things going on. We'll get to the baseball in a little bit, but a few other things going on. In the NBA, as you know, free agency has started. You can make deals with players, but they can't officially be announced until July 11th. But the Toronto Raptors, interestingly, have offered Steve Nash 3 years and $36 million. Now, you know the deal. Steve Nash is from Canada. He's a legend in Canada, played soccer growing up. Obviously, one of the most popular players in the NBA, two-time MVP with the Phoenix Suns. But I don't see how Nash goes to the Raptors unless he's going to give up all hope of winning a championship. You know, Nash is on record as saying, I'd like to finish my career with Phoenix, but they're going to have to make some moves to prove they want to be a championship team. So if he really wants the money and wants to go back to his home country, which certainly has to be alluring and appealing to a guy like Nash, a class guy, that's a big offer. They've kind of set the market for Steve Nash. Now, the Knicks have been rumored to maybe want him to start and bring Jeremy Lin along. But what are the Knicks going to be able to offer Steve Nash? I don't think they can offer him 3 years at $36 million. Now, they probably want Nash on a 1-year deal, maybe a 2-year deal. So we'll have to see. Meanwhile, the Dwight Howard absurdity continues. You thought it might end for a while after he agreed not to become a free agent. But then by virtually all accounts, he got Stan Van Gundy fired. But now already he's saying the only team I'll sign a long-term extension with is the Nets. Meanwhile, Darren Williams has to decide whether he's going to sign with the Nets or not. Now, if he and Howard had a LeBron James, Dwayne Wade, Chris Bosh conversation, and they're both going to wind up in Brooklyn with the Nets, the Brooklyn Nets, well, that's going to be big news. If the Nets show up with Darren Williams, we've talked about this before, Brooklyn, one of the boroughs in Manhattan, maybe just a few miles from Madison Square Garden, will be this new Nets arena, the Barclays Center. If they show up with Darren Williams and Dwight Howard, that's an unbelievable attraction. Jay-Z, one of their owners, of course. But if Howard goes somewhere else and Williams goes back to Dallas, his hometown, well, the Nets are showing up with nothing. So this is really the Nets' future right here and now. But Howard said he would only sign an extension with the Nets. That says to me that he and Williams had a conversation. And if Williams re-ups with the Nets, it's got to be because he thinks Howard's coming to Brooklyn. Otherwise, he's wasting his time as well. So we'll have to see. Roy Hibbert, Indiana big man, offered 4 years, $58 million by the Portland Trailblazers. So the market's been set for him. Strikes me as high, but hey, He's a big man who can play. So that's right now the free agent news. There are a lot of top free agents. O.J. Mayo. Tim Duncan, but of course he wants to stay with the Spurs. Jason Kidd. Chris Humphries, who is a real sleeper. He's a good player. People don't really watch him because he plays for the Nets and he had all that wedding problems with one of the Kardashians. Chauncey Billups coming off that torn ACL. Jamal Crawford. Goran Dragic. I mean, there's some good free agents. Not great, but there's some good free agents out there. But the great ones to me is mainly Williams. I don't know that Nash is great anymore, but certainly you'd like him on his team. Ray Allen, another free agent. And Hibbert, of course, as we've discussed. So a lot will be going on in the NBA in the next few days. You might hear some deals announced. They won't be official until July 11th, which is a week from Wednesday. But certainly some teams, I think the Nets have the most to gain and the most to lose. And it all hinges on Dwight Howard and Darren Williams. I think they'll either be in Brooklyn as a package or neither of them will be there. And that's the difference of the next 5 years being successful and not being successful for the now Brooklyn Nets. This is the Steve Kallis Show. We're at SportsTalkNetwork.com.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-603-8308. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-603-8308. 1-800-603-8308. 1-800-603-8308.
Listen, if you're considering buying hardwood flooring, don't do anything until you've written down this number and received your free Lumber Liquidators catalog.
With high quality, with an unbeatable price tag.
Call in the next 10 minutes to get your free catalog.
What I bought at Lumber Liquidators is a vastly higher quality than flooring I had installed 6 years ago, and for a fraction of the cost.
So if you want great hardwood flooring at unbeatable prices, trust Lumber Liquidators. We buy direct from the mills. Call right now to get our flooring guide and catalog absolutely free. It's filled with top quality hardwood flooring, including solid hardwoods, laminates, and bamboos, and even Bellawood prefinished flooring with a 100-year transfer warranty. The same floor Bob Vila has in his home. This free catalog is full of tips, ideas, and our flooring project list to make your buying decisions easy. Hurry, call right now to get a copy of this free guide and catalog. Call 877-407-9413 to get your free copy now. 877-407-9413. 877-407-9413.
Blue Zoo Radio with Frank Reese. Sunday nights at 8 p.m. only on SportsTalkNetwork.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-509-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So, disable the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-509-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and up to four rooms. And there's no equipment to buy. That includes your free HD TV upgrade, your free DVR upgrade, and your free professional installation. And the best part, the pristine digital picture and sound.
Call 877-509-MYTV.
So, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit
card. Call 877-509-MYTV. 877-509-MYTV.
Disable the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call 877-509-MYTV. 877-509-MYTV.
Welcome back to the Steve Kallis Show on SportsTalkNetwork.com.
Yeah, we're back on the Steve Kallis Show. We'll get to the baseball in a minute. First, a couple of other interesting things going on. At Wimbledon, Roger Federer this morning, or I guess this evening out in London, out in England, needed a medical timeout but came back to win his match in four sets. Right now, everything is suspended at Wimbledon because of the weather, but Federer does come back to win in win his fourth-round match in four sets. Interesting thing happening with the Olympic team. You probably know about this. Allison Felix and Jenba Tarmo were ruled tied for third in the women's 100-meter Olympic team tryout. Of course, the top three make the Olympic team. The fourth-place finisher does not. And interestingly, Tarmo, I don't know if you've seen the race, but Tarmo was declared the third-place finisher, took a victory lap, got a medal, and then after the fact, she was told that she had, in fact, dead-heated for third with Allison Felix, who is actually a training partner of hers. They're coached by the same person, and the U.S. Olympic team committee, not being prepared for this, had no tiebreaker in place, which is kind of bizarre. Obviously, they'll fix that now. But apparently, they were given the choice of either flipping a coin or having a race-off. And the race-off, they decided, they both agreed to have a race-off, and that race-off is supposed to be tonight, or 8 o'clock Eastern, 5 o'clock Pacific. And now Tarmo is maybe not going to go to the runoff. Winner goes to the Olympics, loser, winner makes the Olympic team, loser doesn't. And now Tarmo is having second thoughts, which is interesting. Again, they said she was third. They declared her the third place finisher. She took a victory lap. She went on the medal stand and got her medal. And then she was told it was a tie. So right now, Felix and Tarmo are scheduled to have a race-off. Winner makes the Olympic team, loser doesn't. And now Tarmo is apparently having second thoughts, maybe thinking she has some kind of case to be declared third since she was declared third. So we'll just have to see if that takes place. This is, of course, unheard of in the history, apparently, of the U.S. Olympic team, to the point where they didn't even have any protocol for what happens when there's a tie for the final spot, which at least in theory could happen in any Olympic team tryout. Could happen in swimming, two people hit the wall together, etc. One other interesting note, I don't know if you're aware of this name, Johan Blake, but Johan Blake is a sprinter from Jamaica who a few days ago beat Usain Bolt in the 100-meter dash for the Jamaica Olympic team tryouts. Obviously, Bolt makes the team as well. But Blake did it again yesterday. He has now beaten Usain Bolt in both the 100-meter and the 200-meter. And, man, Jamaica's going to have an unbelievably powerful sprint team, obviously, at the Olympics. One final Olympic note, Michael Phelps is now qualified for five individual events in swimming, obviously, after winning the butterfly at the U.S. Olympic trials. Ryan Lochte is also going to be there as well, and is Phelps's main contender. They'll be battling it out depending on which event. They both have obviously stronger and weaker events. So Phelps and Lochte looking at a lot of medals at this year's Summer Olympic Games, barring, of course, some kind of injury or tragedy or something. Now, getting to the baseball, some interesting games. Yesterday, last night, the national game, the Mets trying to sweep the Dodgers, a virtual impossibility. Although the Mets jumped out to a 3-1 lead, Dodgers with Clayton Kershaw against Dylan G for the Mets. Mets jump out to a 3-1 lead, but the Giants probably finally put some runs on the board, aided by some poor play by the Mets defensively. Josh Tolle missing an easy throw from Batista on a force at the plate. He must have taken his eye off the ball. He just missed it. The Dodgers come up with four in the seventh to come back from a 3-1 deficit to beat the New York Mets 8-3 in Los Angeles. Dodgers now 44-36. The Mets 43-37. Give them credit. Six games over 500. I still think Terry Collins is doing it with smoke and mirrors. Kershaw gets the win. He's 6-4. Seven innings pitched, five hits, three runs, only one earned yesterday, nine strikeouts, but he's 6-4 with a 2.65 ERA. That's pretty unbelievable. Dylan G drops to 5-7. Ruben Tejada back at short for the Mets, 2-3, hitting .317, has really made these people forget about Jose Reyes, who isn't doing nearly as well as Tejada down there in Miami. D. Gordon, the leadoff man for the Dodgers, the very fast shortstop. He had two errors in the field. He leads the National League shortstops in errors, but he was 2-5 yesterday. He can really run. Kennedy, the second baseman, the only other player with two hits, 2-3. He's only hitting .229, but the Dodgers get the win. Dodgers 8, Mets 3. Another interesting game. The Reds at the Giants. The Reds score in the top of the ninth to tie the game at 3 on a single by Miguel Cairo. But the Giants come back in the bottom of the ninth to get a game-winning hit by Angel Pagan, and they win 4-3. You know, he gets a double, but Jay Bruce actually misplayed the ball after the game. He said he just missed it. It was nowhere near the wall or anything. He just looked like a fly ball to right, and he went back to catch it and just didn't catch it. I guess they can't give him an error because it didn't hit his glove. He said he was embarrassed. He just missed it. He misplayed it. Giants 4, Cincy 3. Casilla gets the win in relief. He's 2-3. Arredondo takes the loss. He's 4-2. The Giants now 45-35. The Reds 43-35. One other National League game to look at quickly. The Nationals beat the Braves 8-4. Gio Gonzalez, unbelievable this year. He's 11-3. He gets the win. Tim Hudson takes the loss. He's 6-4. Ryan Zimmerman hits a home run, his sixth of the year for the Nationals. Freddie Freeman hit one for the Braves, his 10th of the year. Zimmerman 3-5, 4 RBIs, 2 runs scored. Jason Hayward 2-5 for the Braves. He and Freeman, the only Braves to get more than one hit. Freeman 2-4 with that home run, 3 RBIs. He's hitting .266. The Nationals now 45-32, lead the NL East. The Braves 41-37. A few interesting games to look at in the American League. The Angels beat the Blue Jays, just a bizarre game. Angels winning 3-0, Blue Jays tie it up 3-3. Angels get 3 in the 8th and 4 in the 9th, and then the Blue Jays come back with 3 in the bottom of the 9th, but the final score, Angels 10, Blue Jays 6. Angels playing, you know, they're playing very well now. You have to give Socia a lot of credit. They weathered the storm, and they're not doing it because of Albert Pujols either, although Pujols yesterday 2-5, still hitting .271, which obviously is much better than he was hitting. But it hasn't been because of Pujols. It's really been because of Mike Trout, who hit a 444-foot home run yesterday, his ninth of the year. Trout's also an all-star. He went 2-4 yesterday with 3 runs scored and an RBI. He's batting .339. And also because of Mark Trumbo, who hit his 20th home run of the year yesterday, 1-4, 2 RBIs. He's hitting .312. So give those guys, Trout, Trumbo, Callaspo hit his 6th of the year. Give them a lot of credit. Rasmus with his 15th homer of the year for Toronto. Aaron Sibbia with his 11th. Isringhausen gets the win in relief, still around 3-0. Cordero takes the loss. He's 3-5. The Angels now 9 games over .500, where you really wondered for a long time how long they were going to be able to play poorly, but now they're 44-35, 9 games over. Blue Jays, as we've talked about, in the wrong division. They're 40-39. That's just not going to get it done, of course, in the very tough AL East. Angels 10, Blue Jays 6. One other game, Yankees beat the White Sox at the stadium. Yankees 4, White Sox 2. Yankees get a split with the White Sox. Give the White Sox credit. They play the Yankees tough. They're a legit team, the Chicago White Sox. But the Yankees get yesterday's game 4-2. Phil Hughes, very good yesterday, moves to 9-6. 8 innings pitched, 6 hits, 2 runs, both earned, 8 strikeouts. Rafael Soriano, who's filled in fantastically for Mariano Rivera, gets a save, his 18th of the year. Scoreless ninth, did allow a walk and got 2 strikeouts. His ERA with 18 saves is 1.78. Yesterday, Cano hits his 20th of the year. Eric Chavez hits a two-run homer, his 6th of the year. Cano now playing like what he is, the best second baseman in the game, 2-for-4, 2 RBIs, a run scored, a home run. He's hitting .310. Derek Jeter dips under .500. We've talked a little bit about Jeter, got off to a great start, but he's fallen off a cliff now, hitting .299. Cano and Eric Chavez both had two hits and a homer. Chavez hitting .275. For the White Sox, Alex Rios, the only guy with more than one hit on the White Sox, he went 2-for-4 with an RBI. He's hitting .308. The Yankees 48-30 in first place in the AL East. The White Sox 42-37 in first place in the AL Central. Quickly to tonight's TV now. The National Baseball game, ESPN, 7 o'clock Eastern. The Yankees go down to Tampa to play the Tampa Bay Rays. If you're looking at Wimbledon, there's some coverage on ESPN during the day, but again, they're in a rain delay there. If you're into the U.S. Olympic trials, NBC tonight, 8 o'clock, they have a number of swimming trials. That's 8 o'clock Eastern on NBC. That's your TV for tonight. This is the Steve Callis Show. We're at SportsTalkNetwork.com.